You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. On the eve of former President Donald Trump's first criminal trial, the media has focused on the salacious details, but not as much on the cover-up of the less titillating campaign finance violations. In 2018, Free Speech for People and Common Cause filed complaints with the notoriously dysfunctional Federal Election Commission regarding campaign finance violations by candidate Donald Trump. They alleged not only were payments made to keep affairs with Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal quiet, but were covered up with Trump's participation. Since the payments attempted to keep the news from affecting his election, they became unreported campaign expenditures and violations of the Federal Election Campaign Act. While the FEC's professional staff recommended prosecution, the commission deadlocked and killed the complaints. The U.S. Justice Department took action against Trump attorney Michael Cohen, who served 2 years in jail and home confinement. But in November 2022, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland chose not to pursue the campaign finance charges against Trump. Shortly after, the pending New York State case was filed, alleging not campaign finance violations, but the falsifying of business records. Because the falsification covered up the federal violations, the actions became a felony under New York law. The trial begins April 15th in New York. We have links to the FEC complaints at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.